Good morning and welcome to the Friday, March 6th edition of Byers & Company. Angela's in the studios. Can you feel the intensity? Is it rippling through the windows in there? Or is that just the wind? I can't tell. We've got a lot to get to. The company continues now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Friday, and it feels like it's been 3 weeks since you've been here.
It does.
Everybody's run down.
Oh, geez.
We're getting the crap beat out of us with this coronavirus coverage. It's flu season anyway, head colds. Like, we had really tough workouts this week. It just seems like winter has bested everyone.
Yep, here we are. Listen to me. My voice is cracking, but I feel fine. So we had a nice 60-degree day, and then here we are, 35.
And windy, which makes it worse. But that's okay.
That's okay.
This is March. This too will pass.
It's going to be fine. We'll make it. and I am not concerned about the coronavirus at all.
Okay, now see, you and Lindsay, well, you have more background in this than she does. You do. You're a nutritionist. You're a health expert.
Well,
I think Lindsay thinks the whole thing's a hoax.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm not going to not do stuff because I'm fearful of it. I'm just not going to live my life that way.
I would agree with you on there's only so much you can do. That you can take precautions. I'm having a hard time with the handshake thing.
Oh, okay. Meaning that you don't want a handshake?
No, it's just built in. It is involuntary. It is just sort
of. That's what you do.
It is. And, yeah. I go every time I do it, and then I go, oh, we're supposed to do this stupid thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't think twice about it. That's what I just do. And, I'm going to continue doing that unless someone goes, nope.
Nick, are you elbow bumping?
I nobody's wanted to shake my hand, so I haven't had to make the choice.
Well, I'm coming in there to shake your hand.
No one shakes your hand?
I'm just kidding. Coming in there right now.
I think I would. I'm fine either way. I don't care. I'll go wash my hands.
We had a very interesting conversation. I had this conversation with Tat and Reverend Carson after the workout on Wednesday.
After you sweat all over everybody?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is going to be a locker room conversation. Not necessarily just the Y locker room, although that's the only locker room I spend any time with. Nick, you may or may not have witnessed this in your own life. Mm-hmm. It is stunning the number of men who pee and then do not wash their hands.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Wait, there's sinks in the bathrooms? I mean,
no, they'll just use the hot tub.
So if they don't do that, what else do they not do? Like in public. I mean, if that's their life in public, privately, I can't even imagine.
What do they do in the shower?
What do they do at home? What does their home look like? I have this conversation all the time when I look at like what people's offices look like or the kitchen looks like. And you think this is their public face. What does the private face look like?
It can be frightening.
So you can talk about doing all you can by washing your hands or but it's that's not the problem. It's everybody else.
Right. Just kind of like when you're out in the road where I'm the best driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we feel like we got control over that because we're behind the wheel.
Right.
We are in control.
I am the best driver on the road.
No. I'm the best driver.
All right, I'm the second best driver.
But what do you do about everyone else? That's the situation that you can't control. So I, like you, am not overly worried about my own personal safety at all. I am worried about what it's doing financially because it's costing the world a fortune and will continue to do so. And then what does that do to everyone?
Right.
I mean, the United States government, what was the headline, Nick, just put $8.3 billion. Do you have any idea how much money that is?
Yep. That could get me about 20,000 votes.
Is that it?
Not billions. We're not in the billions. I see you're over-exaggerating.
200,000
votes. 8 million. Okay. Hollywood's lost $2 billion in China already. McCormick Place has had two major conventions canceled. This is just among the list of hundreds of cancellations. Yeah. One of them, 65,000 people were set to attend. Do you know what that does to hotels and restaurants and all the people that depend on those tourism, you know, dollars that come in? So there is a real world impact, whether you believe it's overinflated hype about the disease itself or not.
Right. I have a swim instructor for school. They're supposed to head to London, and they're still on, but gosh.
Airlines?
I don't know if that will still happen.
I don't know either. Airlines think that they could lose $100 billion because of this. I mean, we're talking about it's a significant huge money in the economy. And then what does that do? All the support. I mean, think about when an airlines lose $100 billion. Think about the guy that works at the magazine stand, the guy that's got to come through and clean the floors, the person that works at the Burger King to get you your croissant. You know, I mean, all of that stuff is impacted. So you are going to be impacted by this, whether or not. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the physical side of things. And by the way, we've got a doctor and Tanya, and we got supply chain management, we got the health department. I want to talk about just locally, what are people doing to be prepared?
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what Tanya's thinking.
If they're
thinking
talking about it at all.
Yeah.
But if you are of a certain age, although there was a gentleman in his 50s that I read that did die of this, but he had other health complications. Generally, the people right now, the mortality rate is about 2.5%. And the people who are dying are mostly older and older with other health
underlying
implications.
Health. And I heard that 80% of the people who contract the virus are going to be
fine. Don't even know they have it.
Yeah, and are going to be fine.
Yeah. So got to take everything in perspective.
Yeah.
But Nick, you and I can agree and have agreed the world's reaction to this is different than any other thing that I've seen over the 24 years of doing
it. It's not even close. I mean, I have an app on my phone where I buy stock, and continuously you see these types of stocks are just booming down in a good economy because we're not certain where our supplies are coming from, like you hinted. We're not certain that even our salespeople can go travel. We're just not sure what any of this means, and we might be erring on the side of caution, but it seems even more than that. It really does.
I read a story today that with everybody working from home, it may strain the internet in a way that's never been strained. Because homes aren't necessarily set up the way businesses are.
Right.
That literally, Bethlehem is quarantined right now. Christ's birthplace. Saudi Arabia has shut down the largest, literally, Mecca is deserted. The places where there's never been not a ton of people are just empty. That has never been the case throughout any of the other H1N1, SARS, or MERS, SARS. I mean, you go through the whole list of these potential pandemic kind of things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just going to go on with
Lindsay says I'm fear-mongering.
I'm probably doing the opposite. I'm just going on about life as I always do.
There was a guy. Ultimately, that's what we all have to do, no matter what the situation.
We're just watching your process. I don't think that you're standing on a soapbox trying to
run everybody underground.
But we're just watching you dip your finger back into the batter, the cake batter, and keep licking it.
Which I shouldn't be doing because that's how you get this thing.
That's how you spread it. No, don't do that.
All right. So anyway, next week, we've kind of every day we're going to take a little different look at this. But Bart Jennings is going to be with us. And one thing you cannot deny is that the whole supply chain, the economy is being impacted by this in a gigantic way. Whether you want to think that the disease itself is overhyped or not as big as it it is impacting people's lives financially.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about that. All right. So you missed the workouts this week.
I did.
Hope everybody's doing okay. I know you had some family stuff.
We're fine.
And I think it was Wednesday. Good. Everybody just seemed – everybody did great. And we had a relay race kind of thing at the end, which was very, very fun.
Oh, cool. I wish I would have been there for that.
Our team won, not to brag or anything.
Oh, what kind of relay race was it?
Well, you had to you started out with wall balls and then suicides, and then the person behind you could not start – until you were done with the suicides, which is the second part of it. So you had a whole chain. I mean, so everybody didn't start at once. There was a line, right? So then you strategize. You got to put some quick people at the end.
He's so creative.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take issue with that a little bit because we had leg day on Wednesday, and then there were just a nothing but like squats in this relay race. I mean, I was personally proud. I did 425 on my leg presses this past. Yeah, whoa, until it was time to do more squats.
Nice. I'm going to have to get these workouts and try them out.
And then I got Gage lipping off about me cheating. It's like, dude, you're a former Marine and you had upper body day. and so if I wasn't going low enough on my squats to your liking because we just had gotten done with leg day,
right,
my legs wouldn't work. Part of the thing was running up and down the stairs one time, and I felt like Joe Biden. Like there's just no coordination. The mind wasn't talking to the body at all. You know what I mean?
That's great.
Yeah. But the challenge is going great. We got a great group of people.
They are fun, and I'm sad that I wasn't there, but I'll tell you what, there's only about a half of them that are logging on a consistent basis, which I should call them out by name, but I won't. They know who they are. And I mean, unfortunately, that's a big deal with the whole points.
Yes.
But the nutrition, the people who are logging, nutrition looks pretty good. But as you know from my email this week, some people's fat is ridiculous.
Okay, talk to me
ridiculous
about this because I don't understand. I mean, I do understand that people are not aware at all until they see it with their own two eyes that sometimes they think they're eating a lot healthier than they actually are. Yep. That's the beauty of MyFitnessPal. And whether you're in this challenge or you're doing something on your own, I would highly recommend you. You can get a free version of this. You know, you download it to your phone. Most of the food you eat is already in there. So, I mean, you can search it. You can also do the barcode scan.
Right.
It's really easy to use. But it will literally open your eyes to what you're consuming.
Well, and what's great now is that they have the pie chart at the bottom when I'm checking it. So I can look and see percentage-wise by looking at that pie chart what the macros are. And I'm telling you, there are some people who have fat, which is most, it's probably half, sometimes more than half of their caloric intake.
So you take a pie chart,
and
you got 100% of everything you consume, fat is half or more than half.
Oh my gosh. There are some that were 50 to 60%.
Fat. How do you do that?
Well, I was looking at some of the things that we're eating, and a lot of it is the words that you don't want to see is sauteed, fried.
Yeah.
You know, now they may be under their caloric intake for the day, but still you have to balance it out. I mean, we all need a little bit of fat, but 60% we do not need on a regular basis.
So yesterday I this is Wednesday. I still owe you Thursday, and I had lunch with Eric Lee at Paul's Chili Bar. I haven't been there for a long time. And I had a cheeseburger and fries.
Oh my goodness!
I did. So you'll like my log from yesterday.
Did your stomach rebel?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so on an average, like my prescription, for example, that you gave to me, and everybody has a different one depending on what their goals are, their height, their weight, their whatever. My prescription every day is to have 50% carbs, 25% fat, 25% protein.
And I would say that you are one of the few that actually stays way below your fat.
I had 24 day before yesterday, my last log. But I am anywhere between 20 to 25% fat a day.
Yeah.
And then beyond the fat, the sodium to me is the next big thing that you look at.
Yes.
That we as Americans, and it is funny because you can go to Europe, you can go to other places, you can travel, and they have much more organic diets that don't have a lot of the processed. Like, you don't realize, like, if you get a can of green beans, how much sodium is in that.
Anything canned.
Yeah.
Just for the processing, especially your lunch meats.
So Wednesday, I had 1,619 milligrams of sodium. That's about where I average.
Most people will have that in one meal.
I know. But if you can watch those two things.
Exactly. Because they usually go hand in hand.
And then we just had the kidney doctor in this week and talking about how kidney disease is highly impacted by diabetes and other things, you know, which is all related to back to here to how you eat. It is so funny that the whole medical trail starts right here. And then it ends up kidney disease, heart disease, stroke, you know, all the things that you can follow this trail. I mean, right through where it all begins with that MyFitnessPal app and looking at sodium intake and fat intake.
And of course, there is, you know, people will have genetic tendencies, but I mean, you can control a lot of these.
If I had a dollar for everybody said this is genetic.
But a lot of these things you can control by diet.
Yeah. Everything I got a thyroid problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a I can't get off the couch problem a lot.
That's genetic,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, well, it may be. Actually, it is hardwired into all of us.
Yeah.
And there are actual scientific studies that our brain, since the caveman days, when we had to be hunter-gatherers, has evolved to the point where life is so easy, our brain does tell us to be lazy.
Agreed.
So yeah, you got to fight that impulse. Mm-hmm. I did not want to. I wanted to talk myself out of Wednesday's workout.
And you know
workout.
that first time that you're like, talking yourself out of a workout, you're like, oh, well, I'm going to take today off and I'll do it tomorrow. Well, sometimes that snowballs and then you're like, well, I'll just start next week. And then it goes, I'll start next month. And then you're just snowballing it into, I haven't worked out in 6 months.
Yep.
It's easy to do.
You wake up and time flies. And it flies the other way, too. Mm-hmm. Once you get dedicated and move, you're going to wake up in 6 months and go,
exactly.
Wow, look at what I accomplished.
And it's those days where you don't want to work out that you need to work out, because not working out breeds more not working out, because you feel sluggish.
Yep.
And then you don't want to do it. But when you do, I find myself, I get into this rut too, where I'm like, oh, I really don't want to get into the pool today, but those are the best workouts.
Yep, absolutely. So Wednesday, that's what I did, and I had to fight through it, and I didn't want to be there, and mm-hmm. I felt sluggish, but at the end, I'm like, okay, I did that.
Yeah, your legs may not work, but you felt a lot better overall.
I felt like I had no coordination coming down the steps. It's just one flight. It's not a big thing, but it was like running like.
It needed a little balance.
I did. I think I've worn out my equilibrium. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more. Angela's in from the YMCA. You should get out and check out the Y. Just take a tour. Just go out and see it with your own eyes. Get over that intimidation factor. What you feel, the intimidation part, I mean, it's real. I understand that. It's human nature. That is also hardwired into mm-hmm. us. People are going to look different than me. I'm going to stand out. I'm going to look out of shape. I'm going to look heavy. I'm going to look whatever. I won't fit in. People are going to like mock me or look at me. But once you see it with your own two eyes, you can do away with a lot of that. You're still going to have that intimidation of starting.
Mm-hmm.
But once you do that, then you just, it's like one step at a time, right? I know it sounds very cliched.
Right.
But it's
true.
Just one step at a time. And even if it's just walking around the track or getting on a treadmill or mm-hmm. the easiest of things you can do, that's a starting point. And you can use that to launch to the next
exactly.
starting point. And then the next and the next. And you're going to be shocked in 3 months what you can do. Period.
Right.
Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy through mid-morning and then gradually clear with a high of 44 and some wind. Tonight's going to be clear with a low around 25. For Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high near 52 and the wind will be there as well. Sunday's good news, though. It's going to be mostly sunny and breezy, but a high over 60. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees and your WSOY time is 8:24.
Have consistent home care report greater fulfillment and less loneliness. CHELP can help seniors remain independent and in their homes as long as possible. CHELP provides affordable, experienced, and professional home care services from friendly trained staff. Services that include cleaning, shopping, being a companion, and giving personal care in the client's home. Services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For scheduling and rates, call the CHELP office at 422-9888 or visit CHELP online at CHELPIL.org.
Pot shops would forever change our community. These shops peddling today's super potent pot, nothing like the old Woodstock weed, are bad for our kids, will put more stone drivers on our roads, lower our property values, and increase crime. Communities across the state are opting out of legalization to keep pot shops off their main streets. We should join them. On March 17th, help keep pot shops off our streets by voting to opt out. The future of our community depends on it. Paid for by Opt Out Decatur.
The All Things Home Show, presented by Carpet Weavers and the Metro Decatur Home Builders, showcases dozens of experts, home industry trends, a new retail area, and much more. March 14th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and March 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Decatur Civic Center. After you've visited with the business vendors, check out the Dog Home Village, featuring dog houses, a photo op for you and your dog, and a visit with the Paul Print Ministries dogs. Admission includes giveaways like Cardinal tickets, door prizes, and a grill. Go to DecaturHomeBuilders.com for more info.
McLeod Express, one of the finest trucking companies in this area, is looking for local professional CDL drivers. Most drivers want a job they can call home, where they can feel appreciated and valued. Look no further. You will be home daily, paid by the hour, and we offer a monthly productivity bonus, as well as $500 orientation pay. McLeod Express, family-owned, family-focused, family-driven. Call 866-379-8377 and join our family today.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Where's Bobby McFerrin?
Doesn't he refuse to sing this song anymore?
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he doesn't sing this song, I'm not booking him for a concert.
Yeah, because what else are you gonna get? Yeah, that's exactly right.
I mean, I thought he got tired of singing it. I don't know.
Okay. Well, one would imagine.
I would.
The old people.
Oh yes. Go on.
I'm like, okay.
I was reading this piece today about how in the Atlantic, about why do such elderly people run America, and they're talking about the presidential election. And Trump is 73 years old. Elizabeth Warren is 70. Bernie Sanders is 78. Joe Biden is 77. Now, what does that mean? So even if Elizabeth Warren were to be the nominee, she would be the oldest president-elect, because Trump was not, I mean, he's 73 now, but he was 69. I mean, it's been 4 years. And think about that for a minute. And here's the thing that will blow your mind a little. If Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, or Barack Obama jumped into the race, they would be the youngest candidates in this year's presidential election.
Bill Clinton?
Yes.
Wow.
Think about that. Twirl that around in your head a little bit. They would be the youngest candidates in the race if any of them were to jump in. Doesn't that blow your mind a little?
I can't even wrap my head. How old is Bill Clinton? He's not.
Well, Bill Clinton was elected. Barack Obama was elected. George Bush were elected as fairly young men as compared to the candidates of today.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. We got to take a break for the bottom of our news. We'll pick this up. And does it matter to you? Because if it did, it wouldn't be shaken out this way, right?
That's right.
Okay, so we've got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll check in with Jamie, and we'll be back with Angela. Bill Clinton is 73 as of now. Hmm. We've got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. Company continues right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. SIMP Incorporated is hosting Veteran Love Impact Day this Saturday, March 7th. Join SIMP in making 200 cards for active duty soldiers and veterans from across three different cities. President and CEO of SIMP Incorporated, Dr. Jarmisha Sherrod.
It's important to honor our veterans because they serve. They give up their life. They give up their time. Their families make sacrifices as well. They travel all over the world. And so we need to show them how much we care and how much we appreciate them for going above and beyond their leadership and their service.
The event will take place from noon to 2 at the McDonald's located at 1909 Mount Zion Road in Decatur. For more information about the event, go to nowdecatur.com. Don't forget to change your clocks ahead 1 hour this weekend. And while you're doing that, the Illinois Fire Marshal says you should also check the batteries and operations of your smoke detector, along with your carbon monoxide detector. The Marshal says almost 3 out of every 5 home fire deaths in the U.S. resulted from fires in homes with no smoke detectors. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu at the White House.
We're taking care of it.
President Trump just before signing into law an emergency coronavirus spending bill.
By signing that bill, the president is authorizing the expenditure of $8.3 billion in funding for the coronavirus response. The lead agency, of course, is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention here in Atlanta. The U.S. now ranks among the top 10 countries with the largest numbers of confirmed coronavirus infections.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri on Wall Street. Stocks continue sinking at the open on virus worries. The Dow down about 670 points despite robust jobs numbers out.
273,000 jobs created in February. And with that, the unemployment rate ticked down slightly to 3.5%.
Fox's Blake Berman. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to talk technology with Bechtech. Hi, this is Matt Beck, president of Bechtech, Central Illinois' technology expert. For over 30 years, we've been your local source for technology needs, including phone systems, two-way radios, and security cameras. Let us prepare a cost comparison on your existing technology products and services and show you how you can save money and increase business efficiency. As a Bechtech customer, you receive VIP benefits, including local service reps and offering the fastest repair turnaround time and comprehensive after-sales report. We're a local company and invested in your success. It's time to talk technology with Bechtech at 428-7000. Bechtech, Central Illinois Technology Company, located 645 South Franklin, providing technology solutions for you.
Hey runners and cyclists, tune in to Byers & Company every Tuesday morning at 6:45. Kyle May from Spin City Cycles and Fleet Feet Sports joins the show and gives the lowdown on upcoming rides and races, training runs, routes, times, and locations. You'll also find all of this information at nowdecatur.com.
Apparently you just run for an extended period of time. It's supposed to be wild.
Ride and run with Spin City Cycles and Fleet Feet Sports, only from nowdecatur.com.
Angela heard the thing and she said, "Oh Lord."
Oh no. Well, here, let's look
at Pavlovian. I'm telling you, here's your 3-day forecast.
That's right. Today's going to be mostly cloudy through mid-morning and then clear with a high of 44 and some wind. For Friday night, clear with a low around 25. For your Saturday, the wind is back, but it'll be sunny with a high near 52. And for Sunday, the wind as well, but mostly sunny and a high over 60. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:33. And this look at your weather was brought to you by CHELP. We listen, we care, we help.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Dude, I'm trying to follow you today, but you are just Sybil on the bump music. I mean, we go from Bobby McFerrin to Lilith Fair in a heartbeat. All right, we've got to take a quick trip down to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed sharply lower on Thursday, and the Dow was down 969 points. To 26,121. Investor worries about the economic impacts of the continued coronavirus crisis accelerated following a report that infections rose again in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the virus. Economic data did little to allay fears. The Commerce Department reported U.S. factory orders dropped by 0.5% during January, far worse than the 1/10 decline forecast. In European trading, the London FTSE was down 3.45%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was down 3.61%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 2.72%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 1/32nd, yielding 0.717%. Gold futures were up $18.50 at $1,687.20. Crude oil futures were down $2.34 at $43.56 a barrel. Currently, the Dow is trading at 25,414, a negative 714 points. ADM at 3708, Amarin 8361, Caterpillar 119.83, Norfolk Southern 169.23, PPG $100.16, Tate & Lyle, $37.92, and Mueller Water, $11 even. And I close with the following from Napoleon Hill. Procrastination is the bad habit of putting off until the day after tomorrow what should have been done the day before yesterday. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. Have a great weekend. All right. Is age just a number? Is 70 the new 50?
Yes.
I don't think it is.
I mean, you could be anything. Here, you could be the leader of the free world.
Of course you can. But here's what you do notice about 70s, is that people can get old overnight.
That is true.
And I see it in my personal life, see it in friends, see it in family, see it in, you know, that one, you know, 6 months, perfect, all of a sudden, not. And it is almost impossible to wrap your head around that of the candidates that are left in this race, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Donald Trump, and I guess Tulsi Gabbard's still around, but let's be realistic. I mean, that Bill Clinton is younger than all of them.
Crazy. Yeah, I never
Bill Clinton got elected to president in 1993.
Yeah.
He was the president 26, 7 years ago, and he's still younger than any of the three candidates that you had to choose from at this point. Isn't that scary?
A little bit.
And Bernie just had a heart attack. So yeah, what is it, Nick? I mean, where's this youthful revolt I hear so much about?
One of the key representatives of the youthful revolt is like Bernie. He's old. So
78 years old. And, now, think about this. Throw all of this stuff, like the political stuff, out the window. If you had to pick somebody to run your company or your school or your family's life, would you go out and pick somebody who's almost 80 years old to do that?
Probably not.
They wouldn't do it.
Leader of the free world? Sure thing.
But to be fair, a lot of the young people that are making pushes, again, taking politics and stuff aside, get swatted down as not knowing enough. And being
okay,
way out
isn't there something in between?
Yeah, like say a good healthy 48-year-old.
We're all about the extremes.
Can I suggest that maybe between 80 and 22, there's a medium that we can come up with?
We can thread the needle somewhere in there.
Yeah, but here, and this is the thing
that would be you.
No,
that would be your age.
Wasn't Pete 38?
Yeah.
So you need to run.
No,
Pete. Ever. Pete'll be nice and ripe on the vine at 42.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Got to be 35 to be president. Mm-hmm. And there were people out there that wanted to change that so that AOC could run. Just stop already. Yes, I think 38 is on the young end of having experience in life to be presidential. You know what I mean?
I cannot even imagine.
But it's still, I would much rather vote for a 38-year-old than a 78-year-old.
Sure.
Is that ageism?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, but who cares?
I'm
just saying that it seems awfully precarious. So my point is this, and without being, none of this is political. You notice I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about what will the vice presidential choices look like to offset
you
the fact
hedge.
That you are, you know, does Trump stick with Pence? There's this whole notion out there that some people are putting out there he's going to dump Pence and nominate Nikki Haley to be his vice president because she's female, she's younger. But whether that happens or not, and that's all speculation, Biden and or Sanders are going to have to pick a vice president. And will they pick somebody obviously younger, obviously, I mean, because of that. Trump to me doesn't seem in his mannerisms, his energy as old as like Biden does.
No, not at all.
I've read the contrary. I'm not saying that's my opinion. I've read a lot on the contrary.
A lot.
You've read contrary to what my eyes have seen?
Well, no, like people that are like breaking down some of his tics, his mannerisms, his balance, things like that. I mean, people are... It might be wishful thinking. I'm saying
all I'm saying is you can write whatever you want to write. I'm going off what I've watched with my own two eyeballs.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of people whose eyeballs are saying the other thing.
And they're the same people that will say, don't worry that Joe Biden's mixing up his sister and his wife. It just happens.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So I'm being consistent with my views across the board. I don't let ideology color my thinking here.
Oh, shoot,
these guys are old.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Old. But the great thing about old is that we don't, 50s are not considered
no,
what 50s
I don't consider
once
you and
were.
I old.
No. I do. I myself,
no,
not you.
No.
You grimace every once in a while. You quiver a little bit like on squats.
You wouldn't be old if sometimes you just get a little grouchy sometimes. If you weren't grouchy, nobody would think you were old at all.
Who are you talking to, Angela?
I know. I'm like, well, wait a minute.
All of us, actually. I'm just saying the royal us.
I don't think I'm a grouchy guy.
No,
I
you're
know
not
the
grouchy
people
guy.
Get that reputation, but I think that, you know what I am? I'm straightforward. And everybody who says they want that
that's
in life,
called grouchy.
They don't like it.
No. Nobody wants to be told exactly the thing. You got to hint around it every now and again.
Yeah.
This grouchy, is true. Straightforward.
This is
synonyms.
True. Straightforward means like, you know, no, just tell me how it is, but not really.
No, yeah,
that's right.
Sugarcoat it, but
now
tell me how it is.
No, I got it all along. Just not going to live by that rule.
Fair enough.
No, I just wonder, though, and I kind of thought this last time when we had like Hillary and Trump were our choices, and I thought, you know, it's 360 million people in this country. These are the two people we got to choose from. And I kind of feel like we're kind of going back down that path again. Like, how is it? Is the rarefied air so much so that only these handful of people can get into this? I just don't understand the choices. But at the end of the day, yeah, the money that was spent, if it were just money, then Mike Bloomberg would be the guy we were talking about. Hmm. So that's not entirely
it. He's in his 70s, too.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, your choices. Mm-hmm. So if you could just buy the choices, he would be the guy. But that we didn't do that as people.
How old was Obama? What, do you remember? Like, is he late 40s, early 50s?
Well, let me look here.
I just don't remember. But he played
younger. If only there were a thing like a search engine and a thing called the internet.
Well, I know a guy that usually knows everything political.
I don't know his exact age. He's 58 now.
He is now. So,
so he would have been elected in 2009. His presidential term would have started in 2009. So you can, you know, go back. Yeah, he was early 40s, mid 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you look at that. He played young, too. I mean, that's not.
Well, he was versus Hillary.
Yeah, versus.
Versus the people, John McCain.
Yeah,
Mitt
John
Romney
McCain.
Didn't seem as old, but John McCain certainly was.
Yeah, and that's part of why Sarah Palin, I think, was added. Because she played young.
Yeah, that worked.
It didn't work. But she put that youthful energy in it for a minute.
Yeah.
No, she figured out what that
she
was.
She did until everybody went, wow.
Wow, what is that?
We know that.
Right.
Yeah. So it is really weird, though, that you would think all these years later, particularly if you go back to 93 when Clinton was first elected, right? Even going back to 2008 when Barack Obama was elected, that we were evolving, you know, and you think about all of these divides and the age gaps and the demographics, to be here in 2020 and to have three guys that are almost 80, three white guys mm-hmm. that are almost 80, seems a little bit of a setback, doesn't it?
All I can think about is 93 and how old I was, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
By the way,
it seemed that long ago.
Elizabeth Warren's 70, so if you had a little bit of gender equality in this race, it wouldn't have changed the age thing.
Yeah. You would think there's
and I looked at that stage, and I looked at Tulsi Gabbard, I looked at Mayor Pete, and I go, there, that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
look at that.
Yeah.
People who are actually in this time. You think about what has happened in Bernie Sanders' lifetime.
He's going to be holding on to his fight all the way to the end.
Yeah, but he might be doing it like George Sanford. And he's not talking about Elizabeth Warren.
That's a good one.
Elizabeth.
All right, we've got to take a break. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area, where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Running has always been important to me. Then one race, I couldn't catch my breath.
Elizabeth knew Prairie Heart Institute at St. Mary's Hospital would have the answers.
Turns out, I had a heart defect and needed surgery. It was one of the scariest times of my life, but I'm so thankful for the care St. Mary's provided me.
Prairie Heart offers world-class heart care right here at St. Mary's Hospital. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, the first choice for your heart care needs.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ibora, and I'm asking for your vote on March 17th for Macon County Circuit Clerk. If elected, I plan on bringing fresh, innovative ideas, along with positive ideas to enhance the taxpayer experience when dealing with the Circuit Clerk's office. I plan on bringing quality service and work to improve relationships with all agencies to better serve our community and reduce government costs. On March 17th, I'm asking you to vote for me, Jennifer Ibora, Macon County Circuit Clerk.
Paid for by Friends of Ibora.
Stories are available for you each and every day on NowDecatur.com. Presented in the month of March by St. Teresa High School. Hear podcasts, check out videos and photo galleries, and stay on top of what's happening in Decatur and Macon County. We go everywhere you are with the free Now Decatur app on iTunes and Google Play. All of this is brought to you in the month of March by St. Teresa High School. College prep, life ready.
How would you like to have a say in how your donations are used in our community? With the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give 365 Giving Circle, you do. Through the Give 365 Giving Circle, when you donate just a dollar a day for a year, you have a vote in how the funds are used. Just think of all of the good you can do for our community organizations, schools, seniors, kids, the arts, food banks, animals, and so much more with $365 a year. You can donate monthly or a one-time payment. And when your donations are combined with other Give 365 Giving Circle donations, we can do even more for the community. Let's work together to make a more powerful impact. Donate for yourself, with your spouse, or as a family or group to make a difference. Sign up for the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give 365 Giving Circle today and have your say at MaconCountyGives.org.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. All right, you know when it... The press used to make a big deal about Reagan being old. He was 69 when he was elected.
He was only 69?
Yeah.
Well, he served for 8 years, two terms.
But he looked old.
No. It's just, I'm telling you this.
My memory of him.
Skewed by?
Not being old at the time.
No, time. Just the way it was treated in the media.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And there were a lot of questions about his age. Also, 69.
He talked like this.
Well, moderator! Yeah, you're right.
Also old. I'm not going to be like, no, he's youthful. Also
but
old.
My point being is that there were many people made the argument that Reagan was too old.
That's
at
true.
69.
I remember that.
Bernie Sanders is almost 10 years older than him.
I think that there's, with the people using places like the Y more and more, you can be, 79 is the new 69. How about that?
How about it?
Maybe. I don't seem to be Bernie's that type, but, you know, you go right ahead. And, yeah. By the way, Hillary Clinton, 72, just out of curiosity, because her name always, you know, comes back up and up and up and up and up and up. Like Jason in one of those movies. Like, you just can't kill it. always there. Anywho, so I got a text from a friend that we were having. He said to me, in the YMCA locker room having a conversation, I pray you were not in Captain Morgan position. Now, this has now become its own thing. Like, there is a name for it. I mean, it has done so much that there is now a name, you know, we call it something. Hmm. I think women are just completely unaware of this whole, we were talking about having the conversation about people going to the bathroom and not washing their hands.
Yeah, we are, no.
I don't know the equivalent of that in the female locker room. Or bathroom. But the Captain Morgan position is an interesting one. Because it happens frequently enough that people have named it something. Isn't that kind of terrifying?
Yeah. A little bit.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not at all.
Okay.
But it's terrifying.
It's Captain Morgan on the bottle standing.
Oh,
holding
yeah.
the sword with one leg up.
That's kind of what I thought. But I was like, what are they doing? Like,
okay.
That is frightening, and I have heard that, but I did not know that was the name for it.
So now, from now on, you'll know if you hear that.
I want to erase that from my mind.
Yeah. Now, there is a thing. It's an age thing. And see, I'm going to tie this all neatly together with a little bow on top because I am a broadcast professional. Joe Biden swims nude in front of the Secret Service agents.
I don't want to hear about the bow on top of this.
The YMCA
used to
have.
I know.
When it was men only, they would swim naked.
I know.
Look at Nick. I just blew Nick's mind. No, I'm saying this was a generational thing that I'm sure they didn't think anything of. There wasn't probably anything to it other than it was just different. And so there are generational behaviors in a locker room just based on life experience, right?
Yeah, for sure.
No.
You work here every day. Not here, there.
Yeah, but the women don't do that.
I bet that some of them do.
Okay, well, I'm
And I'll bet you that they do. They're of a certain age. I think that there is just a... we live in a world...
Maybe I shut my mind down to it. Maybe I just shut it off when I see it.
It's okay. You probably do. It's okay. But what I'm saying, though, is we live in a world where, you know, the iPhone is only 12 years old. We act like we've had this technology and all this forever. We don't. But we've never been so... I mean, like, somebody who is 80 today is so far removed from life as we know it today versus the way generations used to pass down to generations, right? I mean, life, you know, once World War II was over, you know, from the 40s, late 40s to the mid-70s, life didn't change that much. Yeah, we had civil rights movements. We had a president assassinated. But I'm saying your automobile was your automobile. Your home was your home. Your TV kind of looked the same. You know, life didn't change the way it's changed in the last 20 years. Fair or unfair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Fair.
So now think about being on the other end of that and being 80 years old or 78 or 74. Think about how much life has changed for them and where they started to where they are today. It's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Right? To relate.
So that gives them
I walked into the locker room one day, and this is a true story. I don't know how I'm going to get this into words, but I'm going to give it a shot. And a guy was on you have the lockers on both sides, and you have these plastic benches that are in the middle, which is a whole other conversation. Mm-hmm. Towel was laid out on the bench. Guy was on his back on the towel, with both legs up in the air and both arms up in the air, evidently air drying.
Okay.
In dead bug position.
And it is something I will never be able to unsee.
You can't see that. And there's certain angles that if you had seen it, you might have died.
Maybe. Heart palpitations, maybe for sure. Who knows? But for those of you who are uninitiated.
But we still want you to come to the Y.
Yes. And this is, you know, this is just locker rooms. This is guys. Oh. This is the Captain Morgan position is the guy who walks around the locker room with no towel. You know, or the towel is thrown over his shoulder. And they come up to the said bench.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm going to do a visual representation for you here. And you're sitting on the bench tying your shoes or something like that. Well, Brian, I'd like to talk to you about that conversation you had about. And all you can see is that because it's in your eye zone.
It's set up for presentation.
Oh, my gosh. How did we get here? How did we get here?
A text.
Whoever texted you, no more texts during the radio show.
My only lesson here is it's a generational thing.
It
usually
absolutely is.
If you're doing it, stop.
yes, please.
It's just not. It's wrong on so many levels.
I'm crying.
Yes. And that's all I have with that.
And that is it. Have a great weekend.
have some hip peas.
Those are awesome.
Never heard of that.
This is literally organic chickpea puffs.
I'm going to buy a case.
Bohemian barbecue flavor.
Very good.
I would tell you, I subscribe to a service where I get a box once a month, and it has like samples of healthy foods and snacks and protein. And then if you like it, then you can go buy it in larger amounts.
We're going to talk about that very specific thing. Those are called loot crates. Loot boxes. We got to talk about that one show. We don't have time today.
Okay, we'll get into it. Yeah,
that's a big one.
I have three that I subscribe
to.
They make those in video games for kids, and they just ring it up.
All
now
right.
There's laws against it.
Got to take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your final 3-day forecast this morning.
All right. This is your locker room free weather forecast. Today, mostly cloudy with through mid-morning, then clear with a high of 44 and some wind. Tonight, clear with a low of 25. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 52 and some wind as well. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high over 60. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:55. And this weather is brought to you by Woods Basement Systems for all things basement-y.
This weather update brought to you by Woods Basement Systems. And in this area, the weather is bad for basements, bad for crawl spaces, and foundations. The storms make basements leak, crawl spaces flood, and foundation walls crack and shift. Call this area's highest rated, most reviewed, all things basement-y experts, Woods Basement Systems. 800-388-9326. That's 800-388-9326. Or go online to woodsbasementsystems.com. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Hi, this is Amy from Gustafson & Associates. These days, you have enough to worry about. Don't add the stress of getting your taxes done to that list. Just trust the experts at Gustafson & Associates. When you want the most for your money, trust Gustafson & Associates. When you want to make sure this year's tax preparation is a lot easier, when you want to make sure you get every deduction you're entitled to, when you want to save time, money, and headaches, trust Gustafson & Associates to give you a hand. With our skill and knowledge of the latest tax laws, our knowledgeable accountants will help you get every deduction and make sure you get the biggest refund possible. We will prepare your tax return faster and easier than you'd ever dreamed. Call 875-2500 and have the same person take care of your taxes every year. Someone you know and trust. Someone who's there to answer your questions all year long. Get the professionals who deliver personal service. Gustafson & Associates, 875-2500, located at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Pershing Road in Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Tom Petty says this was the most personal song that he ever recorded, meaning that the personal fan reaction to that song was what people asked about more in his life than any other song. Because it was an empowerment song, you know, about not backing down and living your life the way you want to live your life. And it resonated with people more than, I mean, you think about 30 years. By the way, the ZZ Top documentary I told you about, really good. They've been together now 50 years, the longest running original American rock act of all time.
Wow. And you don't hear about them fighting or breaking up and getting back together.
They clearly,
or anything.
They've got this great bond that they've had. It's on Netflix. It's called That Little Old Band from Texas. And they are characters.
They are. They certainly are.
And you go back to the 50 years. That's a long time to do anything.
Yeah.
That means we would have had to start out like preschool.
Yes, we would have.
All right. I say to you from the Captain Morgan's position,
stop.
Have a great weekend. Get out and do something active, maybe a tour of the Y. Get started on your journey. There's a whole bunch of people just like Angela there that are willing to help.
Yes.
They're guides.
Come on in.
Sherpas. They're there for you. Always great to see you. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me. It's fun.
Enjoy the weekend. We'll be back with you bright and early Monday morning, 6 a.m. We'll see you then.